Vayter in Shas, we're in Zvachim Daf Samach Tes, picking it up about a third of the way down by the new next part of the Mishnah. Last word on the line is Bismol. Malak Bismol Obalayla. So we send the Mishnah that the Kohen did the Malika with the left hand, we did it at night, and the body is not going to be Tamir Bis Habliya. I give Tamir Bis Habliya. It's not going to be good, but it's not going to be Tamir Bis Habliya. Tanur Abana, Yachalte Malika Shehi Lefnim Mitamir Begadim Bis Habliya. You would think
that a bird offering that's killed by a Malika, which is no good, the sun inside the Azar is going to be Tami, the clothing with Tumas Beis Abliya, Tami Lomi Nevela. Therefore, the Pasuk comes to tell you Nevela, which is excluding a bird that's killed the Malika, even if the Malika is no good. So that is only if the bird dies with no Shkita. Right, but if there's a Shkita, even if it's not, even by a Psul, then it's still not going to be Mitami Beis Abliya. Aye, says the Gemara, but Hanami Nevela, this is also considered, maybe this is also considered Nevela, because it wasn't done properly. El Tamid Lomer Trefa. So the issue is the word trefa. Trefa is something that wasn't shechted properly. But if it's shechted properly just by the wrong person, it's not going to be a problem. Ma trefa shein materis essa iser, afkol shein materis essa iser. Yatsa malika, shehi lefnim, hol vihi materis essa iser, ein metamim begadim, bebeis habaliyah. This extra word now that we threw in was the word trefa. It's telling us that in order for the tumah to go through, then the veil has to be similar to that of a trefa. Just like a trefa is something that's not going to matter something which is aser, because it's not mattering anything, so too, something that's going to, the type of killing that's going to make a bird in a vela, anything that's not going to matter that which is aser, excluding malika, that's done lefnim in the azara, that even if it's possible, holy materis is aser, and matter the iser, right? It's aser to put a live bird that was, a live bird on top of the mizbeach, and particularly you got to move it. So even with the disqualified malika, which is going to allow that the bird remains on the mizbeach, is mattering the iser by allowing it, by releasing this iser to leave the bird on the mizbeach. It also is going to work that the bird is not going to be metame tumas beis ablia. Hevi hamolek kachim bachutz, and it includes in the category of the vela one who performs malika to kachim that are bachutz. Kifetz chifetz simen. Umolek chulin bein bifnim, mi bifnim bein bachutz, and also somebody who does malika to chulin, whether it's inside or outside, hol ve'in matirnes iser, since this kind of malika is not going to matir the iser, in all three cases, the bird's going to remain usher for eating, and it can't go on the mizbeach, if it was put over there, you got to take it down, because it's psul, didn't happen in the Kodesh. Therefore, metamim begadim v'sablia, they are going to be metamim begadim v'sablia. Tanidach, if another bride says, yachot ha'yishkitas chulin lefnim, you would think that the case of shchita, slaughtering the chulin inside the azara, v'kachim bein b'fnim bein b'chutz, or if you have kachim on the inside or outside, metamim v'sablia, tamar lo me'nevela. It's going to be tamar lo me'nevela. Therefore, it comes to say nevela, which is excluding these things that were shechted. Hanami nevela is also nevela. El tamar lo me'trefa, it's a trefa. A trefa shavim b'fnim b'chutz. Just like a trefa is something that's the same inside and outside. Either way, it's going to be aser, even if it's shechted. So too, anything that's going to be the same inside and outside. This is excluding the shchita of chulin. It's on inside. Either inside or out. Since they're not going to be the same inside like they are outside, which Gemara is going to explain. They're not going to be based habliya. Okay, we understand when we're talking about the idea of chule, and they're not the same inside and outside. But when it comes to kachim, both the shchita of kachim inside and the shchita outside, both of them are going to be no good, right? Whether this kachim over here, this bird, is shechted with a knife inside or outside of the azara, it should also be aser as a nevela, since shchita is not something which is done for a bird either place than malika. It's like the price to say about shchita of this bird that they're not the same inside and outside. Amarava, you can't call the shchita of kachim of a bird outside puzzle, right? Because im hu'ila lo shchita schutz l'chayv ukaris, because if the shchita of a kachim bird outside the azara is effective to cause a person to be chayv karis for shchita of kachim outside b'chutz, lo to lo l'tayra mi nevela, should not be effective to be metayret from giving over tuma of nevela. Says Gemara, asker chutz pnim minalan, can be found outside. Right? We found this the way Rav explained that the reason why a kachim bird shechted outside the azara is not going to be metame. From where is it known that there's some reference to shechita inside? Because whole v'lo shavu bifnim ki b'chutz. Now we can put this shtickle together, the shechita of a kachim bird that we can put on that they're not the same inside as outside. Rashi explains that once Rava showed that the shechita of kachim of an oaf outside is going to be mitaret from tumas beis ablia, then automatically we know the same in reference to the shechita inside, because the Bryce said that the tumas beis ablia applies where the way of killing brings out the same nevela inside and outside. Ihachi, if this is true, then mala kachim b'chutz namilo. If you do malika on kachim outside, also shouldn't be mitame. The lo shavu b'fneim kivachutz, because malika to a consecrated bird is valid inside, and therefore they're not the same inside and outside, right? That we can apply that shtickle of lo shavu b'fneim kivachutz, right? According to the shtickle that tumas b'sablia is not going to apply to a bird unless the type of killing has same effect inside and outside. The malika done to a kachim bird outside should retire from tuma, since that same malika, when done inside, is going to make this bird a valid carbon. But we know that a kachim bird killed through malika outside the zara does mitame tumas beis ablia. And for the Gemara, I'm Rav Shimi Barashi, done in davar shelo be'achshero midavar shelo be'achshero. We learn that something that's not valid from something that is not valid. We don't learn that something is not valid from a type of valid form. Hello, we don't. Where do we know about something that, you know, something kachim that leaves the azara, that if it comes back, goes on his back, it doesn't come down? Shari yotzei kasher b'bama, because we know yotzei is kasher b'bama. Therefore, if it went up on the mizbeach, it doesn't come down. So you see that we do learn out invalid forms of something that goes up in the mizbeach from valid ones, something which goes out at Obama. As Gemara no Tana azos toras ha'ola riba samachle. The Tana that Braisa is really being somech on something else. He's learning it out from the pasuk. It says those toras ha'ola. This is a law of an ola, which includes invalid karbanos like those that went out among those things that stay up on the mizbeach. And he mentions this idea of the validity of a bama only is like a smach. But really, we can't learn out the din, that which goes out, where it's no good, from the case of bama, with something which is good. All right, Zog, then I say, look at Mishnah, Malik Vinim says Trefa. Let's say the coin does Malika, and it turns out that it's a Trefa, therefore it's no good. Right, what does that mean? It means we only realize this after the fact, after we did the Shechita. It's not going to be Mitame Beisablia. Beep, turn the page. Samach Tazman Beisablia. Who the Omer Mitame? It is going to be Mitame Beisablia. Omer Mayor Kavachom. Mayor says, I have a Kavachom. Im Nevela Behema, Nevelas Behema Shemitama Bemago Masa. If the Nevela of a Behema, which is Mitame, by touching it, by carrying it, Shechitasa Mitaresa Trefasa Mitumasa, then its Shechit is going to purify that its Trefa from its tuma, the nivus of she ain't a matam magamas. It's not matam magamas for these things. And obviously, it's going to take it out of that state as well. So that's what Rabbi Meir says, that so we prove from here that the shechita of a bird that's a trefa is going to take it out of its tuma. And how do we know that the same is by Malika? What's up, Malika? Mama tina b'shechita so. She mechsharta la'achila umetayres treifasa mitumaso. Af malikaso she mechsharta ba'achila tetayr treifasa mitumaso. Let's do the same thing. Rabbi Yosi Omer, no, daya kinivas vehema. it's enough for the bird, the dead bird, to be like the dead animal. Shchitasa mitayrasa v'lo melikasa. That its shchita is going to be matter from its tumah, but not the malika. Sorry, that's not the same thing. It's different, not malika. In fact, the Gemara Rebbe Meir lo darish dayo, or the Meir doesn't darish in the sti of dayo. Dayo deresu. This is the rest to get in to stop at that point. So we're right at the time. We're looking at Braisa. We didn't kal v'chomer kitzad from this din of kal v'chomer. How so? This is Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe. She got Tzuras. Moshe davened to Hashem that she should be healed. And what does it say? Hashem responded to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, if her father would have spit in her face, would she not be humiliated for 7 days? She should be quarantined outside of the camp for 7 days. Then she can come in. In the next pasuk it says, "V'tisagar Miriam bichut samach shivas yamim, v'am lo nasa ad ha'asef Miriam." Miriam was quarantined outside the camp for 7 days, and the people didn't move until Miriam was brought in. So the pasuk says, "V'yom Yisrael Moshe v'aviyah yorak yorak b'fenei kav v'chomer l'shchina ba'as ha'yom." This is a kav v'chomer, right? That from the shchina should teach us that really it should be for 14 days. Why? Because it says, "Would she not be humiliated?" Right? So it's saying like there should be a kav v'chomer over here. Hashem could have said the same thing to Moshe. If her father spit in her face, she would be humiliated for 7 days. Therefore, let her be for 7 days. The fact that he says it in a way of like, wouldn't she be humiliated? It's showing a kavachomer. And it should really come out to be that it's 14 days. However, Hashem says further in the pasuk, let her be quarantined for 7 days. It's enough for the learned out law to be the same as the actual law itself. So we see the Braisa, that this din of Dayo is in the Torah. How can Rabbi Meir argue with it? Rabbi Meir found the pasuk and he expounded on the pasuk. The pasuk says, Zos Torah Sabahim of Oaf. This is the law of an animal and a bird. And you put the two together. Where do we find they're equated? Right, we know that a behema, you touch it, you carry it, you're going to be tamei, but it doesn't sound like that until you swallow it. So what's the comparison? I'm going to tell you, in the case of behema, it's going to be okay for eating. It's going to purify that which is treifa from its stomach. Afof tavish shemachshir bechila, it touches from its stomach. It's going to be the same idea, and therefore it's cleaning even malika because it's unnecessary for shchita. And therefore, we're good. Rabbi Yehuda, my time. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Krash kach v'darish. He also found the pasuk in the darshan there. What did he find? Nevela and treifa. Reference to the body of a kosher bird. It says we're nevela and treifa. Rabbi Yehuda, treifa lama nemar. If the pasuk, if the reference is to a treifa that died without shchita, then why do you need the treifa word treifa at all? It's extra. Im treifa chaya. If a treifa can live, then it wouldn't transmit tumah until it actually dies and becomes a nevela. Hari nevela amura. The pasuk already says nevela. Im trefa inachai, and if a trefa can't live, it's the type of thing that will die. Hari hi bechal nevela. Then, even while it's alive, it's included in carrying nevela. El havi trefa shechachta b'shematama. Rather, what do we say? That the word trefa is coming to include a trefa that one shechted, and it's teaching that it too is going to be metame with tumah besablia. Okay, says the Gemara, but Amar Leib of Shizvi, Alamiata the Sefer, it says Vechilav Nevela Vechilav Treifa. If so, we would have to apply the same shtickle to that which the pasuk says in another one, and the Chilav of a Nevela and the Chilav of a Treifa. Hasam Nami Nema. There too also. Let's say that if it's talking about a Treifa that died without Shchita, then why does the word Treifa said at all? It's extra. Because if a treifa is going to live, hari nevela amura, we already said, in which case, nevela is already said, because there's no reason to assume that a treifa which dies is more chamer than any other nevela, and that even its chelev would be betame. And treifa ena chayim, it's not going to live, hari bechal nevela is in the category of nevela. El havi treifa shecha shachta, shechel bo tahor. It must be teaching you over here that a treifa is including a treifa that was shechted, and it's teaching that its chelev is tahor. Bechal dehi metama. But that implies that the animal itself, the meat of the shechted treifa, is going to be metame. Does that make sense? Or if you don't marav, if I'm in love with my sister Tana, v'chi yomis min behema, mixes behema metame. It says v'chi yomis min ha behema. And if there there shall die from the animal that you may eat. The one who touches its body is going to become tame until the night. Mixas beim mitame. When it says from, it's coming to say that mixas beim mitame, mixas beim in mitame. Bezazu, what does that mean? What is it? It's not going to be mitame. It's a trefa shachta. It's going to be a trefa that you did shchita on. And therefore, everyone is going to agree, even review that a trefa, that a shchita is done on it, is not going to be mitame with toma. And like we said, Rehuda is going to hold that only shechita that's not going to purify a bird, shreifa from Tumas Tavila, right? Only that shechita doesn't purify a bird. But you would say the shechita is going to purify an animal from a shreifa. Ella shreifa. So rather we have to say that the word shreifa in the Pasuk of Chelev, Mibayelele Ma'utei Tameya, is needed to exclude the Chelev of a non-kosher animal from the purity that's said over here to teach us that Chelev does not... I'm sorry, Chelev does contaminate Tumas Nevela. Misha Yesh Bemina Trefa Yatsazu She'en Bemina Trefa. The word Trefa is teaching that the Pasuk is referencing only to Chelev of an animal, that the min, that min of animal, that there's a category of Trefa, which is Yatsazu, which is excluded, this non-kosher animal, She'en Bemina Trefa. There's no category of Trefa. Where the Torah says, one, to be careful that the animal eats is not a trefa, is referring to kosher stuff, where it makes a difference whether or not the animal is a trefa. Non-kosher things are going to be usher anyway. So Hachanami says, Gemara lema'utei of tame. Here too, in the pasuk of the bird body, the dead body of the bird, the extra trefa is coming to teach us to exclude a non-kosher bird, shem b'mina trefa, in whose species there's no category of trefa, therefore it's not going to be tame, tumas b'sablia. So it's no longer extra to be expounded on Rabbi Huda like he did. For the Gemara, no of tame the Rabbi Huda minavela nafkale. The non-kosher piece of a bird is not going to be tame besablia. I was learning that from Yehuda from the word nevela that's said in the pasuk. So the word trefa in the pasuk is again extra and can be used for what he taught. The Tanya Rabbi Huda Omer yachatei nevelas of tame mitame begadam besablia. You would think that the dead body the nevelas of tame is going to tame the clothing of a besablia. Tamalom nevelu trefa leyochal mishe isuro mishum baal tochal nevela. Right, which we learn after the tome besablia is caused only from a bird. That its iser is because of don't eat the nevela. Over here, it's not an issue of don't eat a nevela. It's just not a kosher animal. Don't eat something which is not kosher. Okay, my friends, we are mitten sugya, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.